Welcome to Shomer Shom on the Daf. Shere's Pantzer, Lo Nishma, Sam, Yaakov, Shom, Leah, Basitzchok. We're holding Moed Koton Daf Chof Aleph. The Gemara over here says again, the Inyan that an Ovel is not allowed to learn Torah. And the Gemara goes on to say that he's not allowed to Likros, but Torah, Benivim, Miksuvim, Lishav, Bemishno, Bemedrish, Baalochis, Bashas, Baagodis, he cannot learn Torah. And as the Rishonim explain, the reason is because the Torah is Simcha. Torah causes simcha. It's b'kudei Hashem yishar misam chilev. Simcha you cannot have. And Torah adds that brings the shita that we showed him that one can learn Torah does not cause him simcha. He can learn kinois. He can learn dvorim aroyin shibiyirmiya. There is the inyanim of things which are don't cause simcha, but regular Torah causes simcha. As Rashi points out, even though an avil is chay b'chol mitzvah shibatayrah, except tefillin. He is not mechuyev in limud Torah because of the simcha that you have by Torah. Rabbi Tzadik HaKohen explains in a few places in his Sfarim, what is the reason that an ovel cannot do things that bring simcha? Says Rabbi Tzadik, the whole idea of an ovel is that he is representing misa, he's representing death. Kivyochel, the ovel joins the mace to be as well a shtickle mace during the time of the avelus. And therefore, all the things that he's ushered to do, or all the things that he's required to do, is all a simon of the things that he is supposed to be in order not to be alive so much, to be not so alive. An ovel does not go to work, he does not go leave his house, he, so to speak, doesn't exist in the world. That's the concept of what an ovel does. Zokrab Tzodik, that's the reason that an ovel is ushering things that bring simcha. Because simcha represents life. When a person is alive, he is besimcha. Simcha is always a demonstration of life, of mokar achayim, a chayim that's misrabim more and more. When a person is really alive, he is besimcha. The opposite of simcha is a representation of death of miso. So says Rav Tzadik, because the whole idea of ovel is to act as a mace, therefore simcha is the last thing he can do. Cannot do things that bring him to simcha. And with this, we get a yisoy that I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal. The Rav Moshe said like this, we know that Torah brings simcha. Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chilev, that's our Gemara over here. But in Ruchach from our Gemara as well, that mitzvahs do not bring simcha. Because if mitzvahs bring simcha, one would not be able to do mitzvahs. What's the idea that mitzvahs don't bring simcha? Says Rav Moshe, he brings it obviously from earlier sources, that is the klala that it says at the beginning of the Torah. Because Bohu told the tree that Tama eats and Tama pre should be the same. The taste of the actual tree and the taste of the fruit should be the same. Fehilo yastaken, the tree did not grow that way, and the trunk does not have the taste of the fruit. What does this mean? So says Rav Moshe, the pshat is that the fruit is the payrus that an Adam does, is the mitzvahs. The trunk, the branches, is how we get to the mitzvahs, how we get to that reward of the mitzvahs. In this world, what kivyachol, the tzivur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the original intent before the chatoim, was that a person does a mitzvah, he will be able to taste already itam apri. He'll have a little bit of a taste of the schar, the reward of mitzvahs. Vehi lo yastakin, the world representing the level of an Adam in that stage, showed that an Adam in this world cannot have any touch to the Schar Mitzvahs. Schar Mitzvahs by Al Malaika, not only you don't get the reward, you're not able even to taste the reward. That's why mitzvahs do not bring simcha. Mitzvahs, a person who does a mitzvah can feel accomplished, he's doing the right thing. But the actual Maisa Mitzvah, the connection to Mitzvah, on its own does not bring simcha until Lasid Lavoy, when Tam Eitz will be Ketam Apri. That's what the Gemara is telling us over here. But Moshe said then, that that's what the Hasidim tried to change. They tried to put simcha into mitzvahs, tried to bring us to that level of Lasid Lavoy, where you already could taste the mitzvahs over here. And maybe that's the Pshar in the Gemara, that Torah is Mesameach, Ovel cannot do it. Mitzvahs, they're not simcha be'etzem, and Ovel could do it. There's one mitzvah Ovel cannot do, which is tefillin. So we learn from a pasuk, but one can add. The Vilna Gaon Chidushi HaGodes Brachas says that the simcha that a person does have in this world is the yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you have echud with Hashem, then you have simcha. He brings a remez to that, because in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you take the first word and the last word, that you have a big letter Ayin, you have a big letter Dalet. Remove the letter Ayin and the letter Dalet. The letters that you have left from the first word is Shin and Mem. And from the last word is Aleph Ches. Shin Mem Aleph Ches is the word Esmach. When you have Yichud Hashem, then you have Simcha. Zok de Goyim, the mitzvah of Tefillin is Yichud Hashem. That connects to Shema Yisrael. So Tefillin is when you get to Yichud Hashem, that's when you have Simcha. That may be another reason why Tefillin, an Ovel, has an Isser of Tefillin. Because Tefillin does bring Simcha. And because we have to try to limit the Simcha of an Ovel, that's one mitzvah that there is a Sheikhs by Ovel that he's prevented to do it to a certain extent. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.